Yeah, I think V's been very solid for us all year. I think that he's gone out there and done exactly what's asked of him. He's been a consistent guy for us, which has been, he was like that last year as well. And he's continued to get better. He's continued to feel comfortable. He continues to take things from Stout and the coaches and Jason, JP, to learn and try and improve his craft. So V's come a long way since it's been first year last year. And, I'm sure I speak for him. We're looking forward to seeing that battle.
Jason, you guys as a group have been so steady. You said you're coming off your worst year. Brandon, Lane, everybody kind of went through stuff last year and it's bounced back. Has that been meaningful that as a group you kind of went through adversity and now came together this year?
Well, yeah, I think anytime you go through, hardships or adversity and you come out better than you were before, it's a growing experience for anybody, no matter what your field is or what you're going through. I think that's one of the, things that makes you feel happiest is when you've gone through struggles or you've how do we beat this? How do we get better? How do we, get the job done? And that's been an extremely satisfying thing, I think, for all of us.
Could have gone two ways in that regard, though, Jason. Correct? Could have gone two ways when you face archery?
Yeah, I mean, you only go two ways, right? But I think that, luckily we went the other way, so you're happy about it. I mean,
when you looked at the film of last week's game, in the first quarter, Jay had like 49 of his 54 rushing yards. I mean, everything was clicking. After that, the run game struggled. Lane was saying yesterday, usually it was just one thing on plays that was...
It was really close. And then, you saw the effort. You saw a lot of guys getting after guys. Kudos to them. They played hard. They think a lot of things are really close. And it's just like one guy here, one guy there. But, I thought that for the most part, we were really, really close to putting that game even further out of reach. I think especially when you take away a few of the turnovers and, the missed kick. And we were pretty close to hanging up some more points.
Jason, a few of your teammates have said Nick seems to have some extra confidence about him this week coming off that win. Have you noticed that at practice, and how do you think he's looked this week at practice?
Yeah, I think that he was more confident last week going into the game, and I think he's even more confident this week. I think confidence comes from two things. You're really, really prepared. You've been prepared well. You've had the practice reps. You're comfortable because you've done the reps full speed before. And you know what to expect from your own guys. And then the other side of the confidence comes through execution, going out there and actually playing well, actually making those throws in the game. And obviously last week I thought it was really the first week since the Giants game where Nick had an actual practice week. We weren't trying to rest guys. We weren't trying to, take plays off and get guys' legs back. We had an actual work week, and he felt confident going into the game. And then obviously since he played well, he feels even more confident right now, I think.
Jason, you've seen a lot of Ben Bell-Joseph in the past.
Yeah.
What's your scouting report?
He's a great player. I think Linval is not only does he have long arms, big guy, powerful guy. He's smart. He really understands the game. He's got a really strong punch. We've had some battles throughout the years. So, Linval's a great player, and I got a lot of respect for that guy.